Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I am very well, Gordon. How are you?
I've been better, but a 9-0 win and some very other things at the weekend.
Fuck you.
No, it's not mine. It was my 9-0 win. Not Dundee United losing Jack Ross.
Doesn't matter. Like anyone mentioning that scoreline, it doesn't matter what game it was in.
We have some interesting bits in the middle section to talk about with that, revolving around Andy's predictions for the game. But you'll see we have a third guest. And Andy, would you love to introduce him?
No, I want to continue with this just now. We don't mention that. It's been a hard week. Don't need that at all. And alongside Gordo this week is regular Trampled Bet guest, Mr. Joey Slenzak. How you doing, Joey? You all right?
Hey, guys. Yeah, doing all right. Hopefully, we can have a little bit better week this week, but definitely put my nose down to the paper, and we've got some good stuff coming.
Awesome. And before we hear that good stuff, we'll obviously recap last week, which was a mixed bag of results, but the savvy listener surely would have been able to pull the gems out of there, because there were several good ones. It didn't start very well for myself, recapping last week's results. My banker, Nagoya, at home to Gambo Osaka. Nagoya lost this 2-0 in what was a very symmetrical game, conceding a goal in the third minute and then the 87th minute to lose 2-0 against a really poor Gambo Osaka side. So that was just awful. Not happy. Bad result for Nagoya. They're in a bad run of form. Probably going to pick against them this week. That they were that bad.
Yeah, I think that's a wise move. My banker was a shining light for me. This was paid out way early as well, 100th minute. So this was Espanyol versus Real Madrid. Didn't start for, it started all right. It was one each at half time. Real Madrid got the second goal in the 88th minute and the third goal in 90 plus 10. There was a couple of chopped off goals in there as well, because I got a few notifications that were like, way offside Real Madrid goals, but all of them were Benzema. So, but yeah, that came in 1-2, so decent price there.
When you get the notification, it doesn't say way offside, does it? It doesn't clarify how much offside this particular goal was.
I click to watch the game, and then the game comes up, and then I see fucking Benzema standing on the penalty box with the rest of the defenders. Are like, now he's so offside that he's just been like, fuck it, I may as well just get shooting practice. Like, not even like any way that this man could have got out of that. But yeah, so but it did win 3-1 Real Madrid. Good banker. So, Joey, what have you got? What did you have?
My banker was not as successful as I was hoping. I had Adana Demirspor and Umran Yaspor, and I liked over 2.5. And we had a goal in the first 10 minutes. It was in the sixth minute. And then a whole lot of shots off target, which is kind of frustrating, because my song last week was don't go wasting all your shot attempts. And clearly neither team listened, because there were 15 attempts for both sides. And only 6 total attempts on target between the two of them. So it's not great. Very wasteful.
Wasteful. Not a good weekend for the bankers, but it does get better from there. My value pick was in the Japanese J-League, where 26 games relatively into that season. I say relatively because some teams have played less, some teams have played more. They're playing catch up in what's been a reasonably disrupted schedule. But the league's taking shape, and I'd picked Kawasaki at home against Kashima. This was third versus fourth at the time, and this paid out, and a Kawasaki win after 14 minutes when they went 2-0 up. So they ended up winning the game 2-1. But to get the payout notification after 14 minutes is always a great success. So very happy with that as the value pick.
That was a great value pick. Mine wasn't. Again, pretty close though. I had Fiorentina-Napoli and I'd taken Napoli away. This game ended 0-0. It was a pretty even game. Not really much to say about it apart from that. I even watched the highlights package to attempt to glean something from this, but there was really not much to it. I didn't get any notifications throughout it for being, you know, goals chopped off or anything like that. Both teams had, you know, much the same possession, 51 versus 49, 13 goal attempts to 10. Fiorentina had more on target. Napoli had more off target. Just nothing happened for them in the game. But again, not still happy on the side of that there. It wasn't as if Fiorentina ran away with it or anything, and Napoli had plenty of opportunities. They just didn't take them. So value not great for me, J-Man.
Yeah, my value was not much better either. I was in Korea for Sungnam versus Suwon FC. I liked the Suwon FC win, and unfortunately, Sungnam went up 1-0 on a penalty in the 18th minute, but we were even going into the break, and Sungnam just caught him out on the break, on the counterattack in the second half, and ended up winning 2-1. So unfortunately, that was not as close to coming in as I hoped it would have been, but interesting nonetheless.
So at the weekend, Gordon had the wrong Suwon game.
I did.
And was informing me, oh, Joey's picks lost. I was like, Joey's picks still to go. You get a fucking redemption shot at this. And then they lost as well. So it was double Suwon heartache.
It was. The Suwon boys were not good to me the weekend because I didn't. I was like, he's not even messaged about this. Generally, he's pretty active. As like, oh, it's wrong game, but that's fine. I don't. It was already. It already passed by then. But yes, both Suwon teams were not great.
On to the outsiders, and these are the long shots, the big odds. I took Zwickau away at Virl in the German Dritte Liga, so the third tier of German football. Bad. These are two bad teams, and I was just taking the larger odds and what I thought would be a coin flip. Virl won this game 3-0, so no outsider win for me.
Yeah, it wasn't a particularly. I did see that one on the Mega Coupon had passed by then, but I was looking at it. I was like, "Fuck, this is not great." Mine wasn't much better. I'd taken what I thought was quite. I'd even guessed the price of this game, which is more heartbreaking. Racing Santander versus Real Oviedo as a draw, the 1-0 win. For Oviedo.
Close. Hey, that's close, man. You're in the right ballpark.
Yeah, it's not a million miles away from it. But again, it was a goal that came, I think it was about 60th or 70th minute, and just nothing happened after that. It was just shut down. So again, another game where a singular goal would have done everything I was looking for in it, much like the value slot and much like the next bit. So, but yeah, no outsider for me. However, Joey, how do you do outsider-wise?
Yeah, my outsider was a little bit much of the same. I was in Austria for Tirol versus Wolfsberger, and Tirol took a 1-0 lead in the fifth minute, but then managed to concede three more goals in the final 85 minutes. So unfortunately, that didn't come in. I was hoping Wolfsberger would be kind of a little more tired and Tirol would be up for it, especially playing at home. But unfortunately, we got Wolfsbergered.
We very much did. I did see that. I got the notification for the Tirol goal and I was like, brilliant, this is it. And then I looked after the game, I had a wee look at it and I was like, ah, that was their shot. That was their one shot. Yeah. But hey, it's an outsider, mate. That's they're meant to be a bit out there, so no problem.
I love that you've coined a new past participle, Joey. Wolfsbergered. I like it.
I'm just trying. Hopefully it sticks.
I'll be using that going forward, just in various situations. Just throw that out there. Business meetings, lunch with a girlfriend, whatever. Wolfsburgered. On to the charity treble then. And this is where one pick from each of us, a tenner of our own money, and all the proceeds go to a charity of our choosing. I had a good result on Sunday at 3 p.m. on Hearts versus St. Johnstone, where I took a home win for Hearts. They went 1-0 up. They went 1-0 down. 2-1 up, 2-2, and then Lauren Shanklin scored a penalty 10 minutes from time to give the win to Hearts. So a win in the charity column for me in a 2 out of 4 week, which is pretty average.
Joey, do you want to do your bit then in here, and then we can talk about mine? And I think you know where this is going.
Yeah, might as well. So I was in Belgium for Ghent and Antwerp, and this was by far one of my best picks of the week. And I was actually really, really loving this one. I wish I had kind of taken it as a single instead of putting it in every single coupon. But I loved Antwerp on the double chance, and they trailed for 5 minutes after Ghent opened up the scoring in the 10th minute. They quickly equalized after the 15th, and then a Michael Frey penalty in the 27th minute gave them the 2-1 lead, and they just held on for the rest of the game. Ghent was really, they were a bit hard done in some of the VAR calls. Luckily, I was able to watch some of this game. And that'll definitely be a hot topic for the Ghent manager for a long time to come. But hey, we all love a little drama, and especially when it works in our favor, I'm definitely not complaining.
Yeah, superb. It took a double chance and just went out and won it straight up anyway. Love it, Joey. Great pick. Which means 2 out of 2 in the charity, resting on Gordo. Regular listeners will know this is a situation that we are in a lot. Gordon, how did it go on?
Great, mate. Yeah, really good. If you consider the opposite of good. It was Valenciennes versus Saint-Étienne. I'd taken this game to be a home win after Saint-Étienne got a doing a couple of weeks ago. Started off great. Valenciennes were up 1-0 after 26 minutes. Conceded in the 30th, conceded in the 48th, and then equalised in 90+3 to make it back to a draw. They were never close to winning this game. It's not as if a draw wasn't a... It was one goal, but a draw wasn't a result that really... It flattered them a bit. They were a bit battered by this. I mean, Saint-Étienne tonight have went on and done some damage. I think they were playing against someone else. I think it was... I can't remember who it is, but the game might still be going, but Saint-Étienne went out and gave someone a doing tonight. Bastia, yeah, they beat them 5-0 tonight. So having that crowd back has made a huge difference to them, and having fans back in the stadium. But yeah, I killed it this week. Hopefully we'll not be doing that next week, and I'll be back in it.
You will be backing it again.
Such is life.
Old habits die hard. Let's throw all the cliches out there. But overall...
I was Wolfsburgered.
No, I think that means something to do with hard luck as opposed to just being generally shit. Who knows, though? Who knows? Overall, a reasonable week. There were good picks in there. There were some, like especially Gordon's, there was a lot of one goals in there that on another day, he hits 4 out of 4, because he did hit 4 out of 4 last week. So we should all remember that. So overall, we take it and we move on, and hopefully next week the picks go in our favor. We're heading up to the ad break, but those of you watching on Patreon, we'll get the middle section. So www.patreon.com/tramplebet, or search for Trample Bet on the Patreon app. You get this podcast as soon as it's released as a video file, which includes, rather than an advert in the middle section where we talk about picks that perhaps didn't make the show, or other things that we like about the weekend, or sometimes just shoot the breeze about football. As a Patreon subscriber, it's about £6 a month. You also get a whole lot of other stuff. You get the cheat sheet, which is all the picks written down each week, so you don't have to take notes, and some extra content as well if there's a big event in the golf calendar or the darts or the horse racing. So become a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon. We'd love to have you. Right, I think that's the first half. We shall see you after the break. Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. Usual process, banker picks from each of us, value picks from each of us, outsider picks from each of us, and then we'll wrap it all up with a charity treble, one pick each on a threefold, all proceeds going to a charity of our choosing. You know, that requires all three picks to come in, Gordon, so...
You just focus on hitting your banker, son.
I love it. And my banker is Saturday at noon in the German Bundesliga Zwei, so the second tier of German football, for Paderborn versus Magdeburg. And the home win for Paderborn is 1-2. We're only six games into the season. Paderborn already top, 13 points from six games, scoring 20 times and conceding eight. And that is opposed to Magdeburg, who are 16th with just the 4 points from their opening six games, scoring nine but conceding 11 goals. So they're basically the antithesis of each other at this early point in the season. Paderborn have played three matches at home so far. They've won them all. They've scored 16 times at home and conceded just four from three games. That's a lot. Historically, these teams actually really like to draw. So if you were to look at the head-to-head, you'll see a lot of draws in there. But this season, I like the look of a strong starting Paderborn against a Magdeburg team. They look a bit out of sorts, and they are conceding a huge amount of goals. You have to go back to a friendly in June against Regionalliga Northside BSV Raiden for the last time that Magdeburg kept a clean sheet. And since then, they've played 10 games and conceded 28 goals. So I think Paderborn should see them off. Nice. Home wins 1-2.
1-2. I mean, that's a common theme in the banking area, because I think mine will go off at 1-2 as well. I'm in the Premier League, traditional evening kickoff on a Saturday night. This is
not traditional.
Well, it is. There's always a late game. So at 5:30, this is Manchester City away at Aston Villa. And I'm glad that Dave isn't on this week for this. I could stop it right there. Man City are just going to beat Villa. Like, they just are terrifying. Erling Haaland is frightening as a proposition in the Premier League. He scored a hat-trick last week, and he was nonchalant about it. It didn't even look like it bothered him. They are conceding goals, however. Four out of the last five times these fixtures have met, there's been both teams to score, with the outlier in there being a 2-0 Man City win at home in 2021. Man City will win this game. They're playing Forest tomorrow night. Villa have been rubbish to start the season thus far. From their first four games, they've only taken 3 points, and that came from a 2-1 win against Everton, who were struggling to start off with. City will win this game. 4-11, 1-2, rough price at the moment. Getting Man City at that, there'll be a point in the season, I've said this a couple of times in the first few weeks, there'll be a point in the season where that's a much shorter price.
That's like 1-12 or something, yeah.
But, you know, they are playing Villa away, and Gerrard's in a bit of a shuggly peg at the moment. They're not sure if he's the man for them at this point. I think he's probably got a bit of FOMO now that Gio has got Rangers back into Europe. But, yeah. Man City away at Villa. Joey, what you got for your banker?
All right. So for my banker, I'm going to be in Belgium here. And we've got Charleroi hosting Ghent on Sunday. And this is at 5:30 p.m. So we've got seventh place Charleroi, having scored nine goals, conceding nine goals, with three wins and three losses on their record sheet so far. And then we've got ninth place Ghent, who have only won two and have drawn two through five, scoring nine goals, conceding seven. The reason why I like both teams to score is because I think that's a great price at 1.65-ish. And the reason for that is because Ghent has only kept one clean sheet in their last 11 matches, and they've seen both teams to score in seven of their last 10. Charleroi have also been held scoreless only once in their last 11 matches, and have seen both teams to score in eight straight home matches with over two, not over 2.5, over 3.5. in five of those eight. Biggest key here for me, obviously the prices are kind of going to come short on Ghent because they've got just a massively potent attack with Hugo Kuipers that they just signed from my last season favorite, Mechelen. But currently, Ghent are going to have to play Anderlecht in a makeup game on Thursday in between their fixture with Charleroi. And I think that'll just give Charleroi that much more of a chance. And obviously the books think that Ghent are going to score. So this is really more on Charleroi, and I love getting 1.65 for that.
Cool, man. Very concise banker, J-Man. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. There are no odds up on 365 for that price yet in getting Charleroi.
Joey, do you care to give a guess for it? Yeah, this might be our thing. What do you think it's going to open up?
Oh, so it looks like it's at 1.65 on Unibet. I think it'll probably open right up around that. Yeah, I could see it getting as short as like 1.6 though.
Okay.
If it's at 1.7 though, oh, I'm all over it.
Yeah. I think we're heading into the territory of the what's the Big Short, where you're just betting on bets. But yeah, so I know, I like it, Joey. Great pick.
Cool. So they are the bankers for this week, hoping to do better than last week. That was not a great result for us. But onto the values, where we've had certainly more success. My value is in the Japanese J1 League, so the top flight of Japanese football on Saturday at 11 a.m. UK time for Shonan versus Kawasaki. And the away win for Kawasaki Frontale is better than even money, 12 to 11. So they're now up to third place in the table. They're only 2 points behind top of the league, Yokohama F. Marinos, and both teams have played 24 matches. Hiroshima are placed second, so you've got Yokohama, then Hiroshima, then Kawasaki, but they've played three more games. So coming into the business end of this season, it looks like a straight up fight between Yokohama and Kawasaki. And Kawasaki in a really good run of form right now. They've taken 12 points from the last five league games, and they've got a great chance to push for top spot against Shonan, because they've only managed 3 points from their last five games. They're 15th overall. They're just 1 point above the relegation spaces. They're not very good. And as I say every week, getting Kawasaki against anyone in this league at better than even money should just be taken regardless. And this is a great spot considering the league positions and the form of both sides. So my value pick is Kawasaki Frontale to win away at Shonan Bellmare at odds of 12 to 11.
Spicy. Mm. So value time for me, and this is, let me take you to a bit of an oddity actually, which is, did you know that Andorra play in La Liga 2? There's a team from Andorra that plays in the Spanish league. I suppose they could choose either, playing Spain or France. I don't like them this week though. I'm taking Granada away at Andorra. Granada have won their first three games of the La Liga 2 season. If you remember from last season, they were relegated by a singular point on the last day behind Cadiz. A bit heartbreak for them, but they've started off the way they need to continue so far. And they've given out kind of three wins for themselves. Andorra have started okay for them, I would say. They beat last week's, outsiders for me. They beat Racing Santander 1-0. They kind of started off the way that people would expect them to, in that the teams that got relegated for them, so that was Las Palmas and Gijón in there, they lost to the two kind of guys who have been parachuted down there, but they did beat another team that came up with them. So I think they'll probably hang around in this division, but they can't quite keep up with guys who've got bigger budgets that have just been parachuted out of that league. So I like Granada away here. You get them at what I think is rather ridiculous odds of 5-4, or on Unibet 11-9, which is a really odd way of expressing that. But yeah, 5-4 for me in there. I think Granada will probably win this game 1-0. You're not going to get, I don't think this is actually an early payout league, but you wouldn't be getting an early payout anyway. It's the kind of game they'll be winning 1-0. They'll score early, they'll hold on to it. But so yeah, I like Granada away at Andorra, 5-4. Joey.
Yeah, so for my my value pick this week, I'm going to take it to Germany. And this is on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And I like Bremen traveling to Bochum. And I like over 1.5 goals for Werder Bremen. You can get that around even money, which I thought was phenomenal value. And so I say that because we've got 10th place Werder Bremen, having scored 10 goals, conceded 10 goals through four matches. And they've only lost once so far. So that's two draws and one win. And Bochum, on the other hand, have not won yet. They have conceded 13 goals in their four matches, and they've only scored three. So the key here, besides the fact that Bochum are really just struggling, and granted, that's not helped by a 7-0 defeat to Bayern, but to be fair, that'll happen to a lot of teams.
Yeah, it will.
But Bremen have actually scored 2+ goals in 6 straight matches. And I know, looking at the prices, you've got the Werder Bremen win at 2.37-ish versus over 1.5 team totals at evens. And Bremen could very easily win this game, and they probably should. But being that they're away from home, I'm absolutely certain they're going to get at least one. And so I think for the sake of just getting this one in and making sure we get a winner in there. I think over 1.5 team totals is phenomenal value. Bochum have actually lost 4 straight matches, and they've conceded 2+ goals in 7 of 10 matches this season. So realistically, this is my early 2-goal payout. If Bremen win, it's not going to be 1-0. So I think I'd rather just get this in and kind of keep the ball rolling. Get ready for that that mega coupon.
Nice one, Joey. No, I like it. So the value pick, I've just put it on at Bet365 there. So Kawasaki Frontale, 21-20 now. Granada, 5-4. And over 1.5 Werder Bremen goals in their match against Bochum is even money. So that combines to an 8.22-1 treble, which is pretty damn good. Like those odds. On to the outsider picks. This is where we try and find something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog and we actually quite like the look of. So for me, this is Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Japanese J1 League. So again, in the top flight of Japanese football, for a Vispa Fukuoka against Nagoya Grampus. And these teams are only separated by 5 points in the table now through 26 matches. So a large sample size, considering the size of the season. Nagoya in 10th place, Fukuoka in 12th. Nagoya put in a really lackluster and poor performance last week, falling to 2-0 to Gamba Osaka at home. But Fukuoka managed to draw away at Saga and Tosu, which is an all right result and typical of them, really, to keep things tight and grind things out. If you were to look at the 5-game form table here, it isn't quite representative of Fukuoka's abilities, as they've recently played both Kawasaki Frontale and the Kashima Antlers, and most mid-table to lower quartile teams will take 2 L's in that spot. So I'm not that bothered about that. Before that, in August, they beat Kobe twice in the cup, and that's their good results. Fukuoka are much better at home than they are on the road, and they keep things really, really tight. Nagoya travel very poorly. They've got the second worst away record in the league. They've only picked up 11 points from 13 away games. I don't think Nagoya should be the favourites here, and they are, according to the bookies. So I much prefer either a draw or a home win. And I'm going to take the home win because it's 2-1. So I think Avispa Fukuoka to beat Nagoya, but this could easily be as well tipping in a draw here. I just don't think Nagoya Grampus should be the favourites. So, you know, do what you will with that information, but for the purposes of the mega coupon, it will be a Fukuoka win.
Nice one. I mean, I might have a wee nibble at a double chance on that one if you think that it's against that, but it'll probably be, that's towards more bankery material, but sounds good to me. Back in them fuck boys. this is probably the next game that, for the outsider for me, is the game that I want to talk about the most, because I think it's a really captivating matchup. So I'm in Norway. This is the Elite Serien, round 21, and it's Bodø Glimt versus Molde. Now, these are two teams right at the top of the table. Molde, top of the league, 48 points. Bodø on 41 in second position. These guys have both got to go and play in Europe after this game, and they've both gone into respective, so Bodø are in the Europa League, Molde are in the Conference League, and both of them are going to want to do well in there. Bodø are at home in this game, Molde are away. This game itself doesn't really have much form in that Molde won the last two when they played at home, then they lost to Bodø, they won away from home, it's been a draw, so it's not as if there's like a trending thing in here. It's kind of a game that can throw up anything here. Now, I've got a sneaking suspicion that both teams would be quite happy to shake hands with a one each draw right now. Now, I'm not going to call a one each draw. I'm going to call a draw overall. But I think looking at the table, this is not what's going to decide the league, but it is a game that you need to get something out of. And I think if you looked at both these teams right now and went, Molde, you're top of the league, how would you like an additional point? And Bodø, you don't give away any ground to them and you can make the charge later on. I think they'd both be happy with that. And that's why I'm quite happy to take a draw here. And that's why I'm going to take that at 11-4 in that spot. I just think this game's going to be a draw. Both teams look like they'd quite like it. Bodø have got to play PSV and Molde have got to play, I think it's Kishvard or someone they've got to go away and have a shot at later on in the week. Is it Kishvard? Let me check. No, it's Ghent. Sorry, very, very Conference League tie that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I like the draw here, 11-4.
I'd just like to think there were some listeners of ours there in their head going, oh man, he's got that wrong, because they already know the full fixture list.
Yeah, damn it.
Just off the top of their head. Yeah, yeah. I think you could have got away with that, Gordon.
But yeah, so the draw in there. So, Joey, how are you going to finish the outsider treble in 9 of 12?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm going to revert back to last season's, I guess, go-to outsider pick. And for this week on Sunday at 5:15 p.m., I've got Adana Demirspor again. But this time they're traveling to Hatayspor. And I like an Adana win plus both teams to score. And you can get that around 4.5 or 7-2. And so Adana have picked up 3 wins in their first 4 matches, scoring 9 goals, conceding 6. While Hatayspor have not won in 3 attempts so far because there's one extra team in the Turkish league at the moment. So one team gets a break in between. And Hatayspor got the first break, so lucky them. Unfortunately, as it hasn't helped them because they haven't won since. And they've only scored 1 goal, conceding 4 during that stretch. And losing 4 straight if you go back to their last friendly against Umranyaspor, interestingly, who won 3-0 but couldn't manage to score against Adana. But neither here nor there. Playing at home, Hatayspor have only kept 1 clean sheet in their last 8 matches. And they've seen both teams to score in 4 of their last 5 with only one win during that stretch. Adana have also picked up 4 wins in the last 7 with 2 clean sheets in 8 matches so far this season, but those were both at home. And away from home, they've seen both teams to score in over 2.5 in their last 6 away matches. So ultimately here, I think Adana are one of the teams to keep an eye on this season. And so I think this is a good spot early in the season for them to catch a kind of struggling Hatayspor that are kind of still sputtering, but playing at home and Adana away from home. I think this is a good spot where both teams have a good chance. And this, hopefully, fingers crossed, should be an entertaining match, unlike last week's Adana offering. But I think ultimately the books are kind of shading it towards like a 1-1 draw, maybe a 2-2. But I think Adana should have more than enough to kind of get that extra goal and go on to win the game once everything eventually goes level.
Cool, cool. So Avispa Fukuoka at home to Nagoya Grampus is 2-1. A draw between Bodo, Glimt and Molde is 16-5 on 365 just now. Oh, nice. And Adana Demirspor, and yes, when it comes to the both teams to score market against Hatayspor, is 7-2. And that works out quite a large 55.7-1 if you fancy the treble. I always take the outsiders as a Trixie, so I just need 2 out of the 3. And if all 3 come in, then we are gravy. And if none come in, then it's fine because it's a small stake bet because we're betting on underdogs. They're the main picks from the podcast this week, but now we have the matter of the charity treble. One pick from each of us, put on a threefold, £10 of our own money, and any returns that we get go to a charity to be announced as and when the winners come in. I think I may be the last game chronologically this week, but I will start us off Sunday, 4:30 p.m. in the English Premier League for Man United versus Arsenal. And I'm going to take the Gunners, Arsenal, to win away from home at odds of 13-8. Man United seem to have steadied the ship a bit. They beat Liverpool and they've just recently won at Southampton. But Arsenal sit at top of the table, perfect 12 points from 4 games. They've scored 11 goals, but they've only conceded 3. It's early in the season, but we've all seen how Man U have struggled, and Arsenal just look like a different force this year with Jesus leading the line. I like the underdog price on Arsenal. Man U are favourites at 6-4, and Arsenal underdogs at 13-8. If this was any other league and you didn't know the teams, you'd think that was mental, that pricing structure, based on what's gone on so far. So I like the underdog price here. It should be a great game to watch, and I will be watching it. So I think it'll be fun to have some skin in the game, you know, represented by the charity bet. So I'm going to take an Arsenal win away from home at Man U, and that is my charity pick for this week. Joey won't like it because he's a Man U fan. That is fine. Gordon, don't know his opinion on it, but I presume he'll like it because he's recently backed Arsenal to win this league. after seeing their opening couple of games. So I presume he's going to be on board with this.
I mean, I'm very on board with that. I took Arsenal to win, and I've also got Arsenal and Napoli in a double. A tenner on that returns about £1,000. So that seems quite nice from there. But yeah, I mean, Zinchenko is just some signing, man.
He may be injured for this game.
Nah, I seen people were talking about he's at the he's at Luton Airport going to get treatment somewhere. So like, hopefully he may be back for it. But yeah, I still think you probably get enough to do in a rather sorry Man United side that still beat Liverpool. So the severity I take this week with, I will take you to the Stadio Mario Rigamonti in Brescia in the Sierra B, in a team that has done me so well in the past that I choose to revisit them. So this is a Saturday kickoff. It's 1 o'clock. So I don't know if I'm first, but good chance I am. And I hope to start it well. Brescia have started pretty well this season. We're three games in. They've got 6 points. They took a loss at Frosinone, but apart from that, they haven't conceded a goal. They conceded three in that game. But apart from that, they haven't conceded a goal. They beat Como away from home, and they beat recently promoted Sud Tirol as well in here. They played against a Perugia team that they beat in the Sierra B playoffs. They eventually lost to Monza, who are now in the Sierra A. But they're a team that shouldn't really be in this league. They flattered a bit to deceive last year in that they started fantastically. They started, I think Paddy Power had paid out on them. They were about 10 or 12 points clear at one point. And then they kind of faltered a couple of injuries towards the end of the season and dropped back into those places for playoffs. Perugia started awfully. They lost to Bari 3-1. They drew 0-0 with Parma. They lost 2-0 to Palermo, who have just been promoted. They lost 3-2 to Cagliari, who are another team that I would rate Cagliari much the same as Brescia here. They just came down, and Brescia are a team that are looking to be back up in there. Head-to-head's pretty good. Brescia obviously beat them in the playoffs. They beat them earlier on that year, 2-1 as well. You'll get Brescia at 5-6 here, 9-10.
Good price. That's a good price.
Good price in there. Pretty simple charity bet for me. Hoping it can come in and reverse last week's fortunes. So with the final pick and what I can only assume will be 12 of 12. Joey, what do you have to round us out this week?
All right. So for my charity pick this week, it's actually going to be on Friday. So I think I will be the first pick of the charity. Like, got to kick it off on the right.
One a day, Joey. I like
you,
that.
You stay out of the Liga Nacional right now. That's what you need to do. Don't do me. What you got then?
Yeah. So for my charity pick, I've got the Bruges Derby, and I've got Club Bruges versus Cercle Bruges, and I like both teams to score. I saw at Unibet it was at 1.9 initially, but having to see more books kind of grabbing it, it's kind of drifting towards 1.75, but I still like it at that price. And we've got Bruges on, we have now I can't say Bruges as the short name. It'll be Club Bruges on 13 points, scoring 13 goals, conceding 7 through 6 matches. And Cercle Bruges are on 5 points. They've only scored 3 goals and have conceded 7 goals. But a lot of this is going to be based on Bruges, Club Bruges, because they haven't kept a clean sheet. They've only kept one clean sheet in their past 6 matches. And aside from the Super Cup in Belgium, they've only kept that one clean sheet in their last 12 matches so far to start the season. And unfortunately for Cercle Bruges, a lot of their lack of scoring, I think, can be attributed to a couple of red cards, which that certainly happened in their first away match against Westerlo, where that could have very easily been 2-1, ended up 2-0. But in their last away match against Genk, who are definitely going to be challenging for the title as one of the most potent offenses in the league so far, that was 2-1. And they also have a nice win against Anderlecht. That was 1-0, of course, with Anderlecht getting a red card after going down 1-0. But really, a lot of this is kind of not fading Bruges, because they should more than comfortably win this game, or could more than comfortably win this game. But I still think there's a lot of value on both teams to score. And looking at the historical matchup in this sort of derby, Cercle have not been held scoreless in five straight matches. They've won 2-0, drawn 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, and 2-1, with the last three 2-1 wins being Club Bruges wins. So I think this will be a cagey affair, and Club have kind of caught themselves overexposing themselves and kind of bringing too many men forward. And I think Cercle definitely have the firepower to catch them on the break. And this should hopefully be another good, entertaining match, and hopefully get the charity bet off to a good start.
It's an interesting one, because Jack Hendry, who'd went over there, who John had covered quite a bit in the Scots Abroad pod, has just been loaned out to Cremonese, who are just
really?
And which is bizarre, because he must just not got on with this coach, because in not playing him, they're conceding goals like fuck. But yeah, I'm sure Andy, would you like to see your favourite line from one of your favourite films about this fixture?
In Bruges?
Was it not just fucking Bruges?
Fucking Bruges. You've been up the tower. Yeah, I've seen the view. It's fucking shit. Yeah, we all love in Bruges. It's absolutely wonderful. I was thinking about that when Joey was talking. I was like, how do I shoehorn a reference in? And Gordon's right there just asking me straight up for one. So if any of our listeners haven't seen the film In Bruges, get it. It's absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. Best thing about Bruges, other than the view from the tower, obviously, which is shit. But that's our charity treble for this week. It is Arsenal to beat Man United, Brescia to beat Perugia, and both teams to score in the Bruges derby, Club Bruges versus Cercle Bruges. And that is a threefold, comes out 8.18 to 1. So £10 would return at 91.87, which is pretty good. Hopefully we will be donating that to a charity next weekend. We do have a Facebook group, everyone. Please do join us. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. It's free to join. We've got a couple of hundred members in there talking about football, our best picks for the weekend. Talking about other sports too. We already mentioned Michael Stokes and his rugby hit another winner at the weekend. So do come in, be a part of that. We have a Patreon, so it's £6 a month. It really helps us out, guys. Give something back to the show, but we also give extra to you. The video podcast, as soon as it's released, the cheat sheet of all the picks written down, the middle section where you get to hear Joey, essentially, with all his extra picks for this week, because he was the man with the content this week. And we also produce extra content podcasts for other sports as well, as and when there are major events. Gordon, Joey, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on. All that's left to say is best of luck for this weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.